So tonight we're practicing our healing invocation variations. There's that main healing invocation where you just feel something happening and you say maximum healing that serves highest good, please. But there's three variations on it. We're going to practice them tonight. We should have time for all. This is about a 1 hour event usually. So as always, I like to start by setting up a nice solid container so we're in safe space. So I'm going to invite you to first, as always, I request your undivided attention so that you're fully present as if you were right here in the room with me. That gives you a better experience, and it's good for everyone else. We're all affected by each other's energies, whether we're live or on the recording. So thank you for that courtesy. And if you need to leave early, it's fine. Just ask the allies to ease you out, and they'll happily do that. As always, my yawning is energetic release. It's not because I'm tired. Alrighty. So I invite you to relax, feel your energy. As I set up the container, you may feel energy moving. If so, just notice that. If you can't feel that, just feel your breath come and go on its own. Here we go. Pachamama Namakia. Viracocha Inti Kuichi. I am that I am. To prepare myself, I call my own embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, fourth density or higher service to self-consciousness, all this to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Please optimize me for facilitation. Thank you. For all of us, we call the following high vibration benevolent beings: Spirit Song's higher self, Amma the Hugging Saint, Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in Service to the Infinite Creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Bapaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining Ascended Masters whose presence serves highest good. We call their archangels Raphael, Michael, Uriel, Gabriel, and Metatron. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi, Saraswati. We call Saima. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the spirits of the French Broad and Swannanoa Rivers. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Guardian Angel, Dragon Mountain Gateway, Shining Rock, Mount Pisgah, Mount Mitchell, Grandfather Mountain, Apu Asengate, Apu Machu Picchu, Mount Shasta, Mount Everest, Mauna Loa, Mount Kilimanjaro, Uluru. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. All right, everyone, please go to zero effort. Don't help, please. Don't visualize. Don't use effort. Just relax completely. Let the allies complete the field. Thank you. That's better. There's still a little effort. If you could release that. I don't know if you're live or on the recording, but please go to full passivity. Just relax. Let the allies take care of the field generation. There we go. Thank you. Now we got a field. All right. Thank you. All right. We want to be an embodied awakening to do all this, so I'm going to lead you through that. This, of course, is where you call your higher self to merge with you in your human body to the greatest extent that serves highest good. You'll never get overwhelmed doing this or any other invocation, including all the ones we're practicing tonight. The embodied awakening is awesome. Everything goes better when you're in this state. So let's do it. So you're about to say 8 words to your higher self. Do them out loud if you can, silently if you must. Starting now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Let the words go and go to complete passivity. You might notice your higher self coming in the top of your head and saturating you like water coming into a sponge. Just let it come. Your passivity works best. No effort, no willpower, no trying to make anything happen, no stopping anything from happening, no purposeful visualizing or imagining. Just be passive. Let it come to you. And it'll give you as much of itself as you can hold in a good way. Never more than that. So you don't have to regulate or filter. You can just open fully and exactly as much of your higher self will merge with you as is appropriate right now. And a lot of you are letting it happen because I'm feeling it over here. Well done. You can say that you're in embodied awakening if all 4 of these things are true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. So while that's going on, you're good, you're there. You can always go deeper later, but we'll just happily accept whatever shows up right now. Leave just a moment longer for those who aren't yet there to get in the state or get close. You just want to let it be as strong as it is willing to be. If you don't always get all the way there, that's fine. We'll just happily accept whatever movement toward that state is available. And once again, the ego's passivity, the ego's just relaxing and receiving the higher self giving the awakening to you, is what works best for this technology. Feels pretty good. Alrighty. So I want to welcome everyone I see on the live call. Thank you for being here to Autumn, Christina, Heather, James, Janet, Jeannie, Joyce. We've also got Linda, Lisa, Mary, Monica, Nicole, Risa. We also got Richard and Stephanie and a phone caller. So welcome one and all, and welcome to you folks on the recording absolutely as equally. You're just as present with us and affecting the field just as strongly and getting as much benefit too. All right. All that you can't do if you're on the recording is talk in between because we'll be getting feedback. All right. So the main healing invocation, we do plenty on other events, and that's just where you notice something doesn't feel quite good. And it could be emotional, it could be physical, just anything out of sorts. You just say maximum healing that serves highest good. Please relax. You just feel wherever it is. And that's kind of the way most people use the healing invocation. They use it reactively in response to something that doesn't feel great. And that's wonderful. That's the main workhorse version. But tonight we're here to make sure we're spruced up on the other methods too. And one is to pick an old trauma. And we'll start with that one. When I'm first teaching the invocation, if a person doesn't already have something up, this is what I typically use to introduce them to the technology. So if you want to do this with us, you'll need to take a moment and reflect back on something in your past that when you remember it, causes you some discomfort, some suffering, some unpleasant emotions. It can be anything from just a little bit of irritation to a whole ton of it. You don't have to pick the worst thing that ever happened to you. It's up to you. But see if you can think back to something that happened that still bothers you when you think about it. Anything that meets that criteria is good. I'll be quiet for a moment so you can make your selection. Alrighty, hopefully you've chosen something. So now you're in embodied awakening, and let's just do the quick checklist to see if you're there. So just notice if all the following is true: no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful, effortless. And whether you got that or not, just feel the state you're in now, because we're going to do a before and after contrast. So just kind of feel the body. Take a little somatic snapshot so you can remember this moment and come back and compare it the best you can. Alrighty. So now that you can feel this core peaceful state, now you're going to remember that traumatic incident. I want you to bring it up vividly in your mind and make it strong. And you're remembering it on purpose, for the purpose of bringing those unpleasant emotions up so you can heal them, hopefully once and for all. So I want you to take them up, really vividly imagine the challenging thing that happened. Again, you're purposefully stirring up those challenging emotions that come when you remember it. And I'll give you just a moment to kind of intensify it. Remember, this is a safe container. You're not going to feel it too much. Okay, good. Now, take a moment, stop visualizing, and just notice where you feel the challenging energy in your body. So notice where it is, and then rate it 1 to 10. 10 is really super intense. 0 would be, I can't feel anything at all. So notice where it is and give it a 0 to 10 number. Good. Now, all you're going to do now is feel where it doesn't feel good. Go ahead and say to your higher self, maximum healing that serves highest good, please. Let the words go, and now just feel the feelings. So notice where are the challenges. If it has like a central point of greatest intensity, just focus right there in the center. If it's more evenly and broadly spread, just hold your awareness in all of the area where you're feeling it. And your job at the human level is pure, simple awareness. That is all. You are not helping. That whole list I gave earlier applies. No effort, no willpower, no trying to make anything happen, no stopping anything from happening, no deliberate visualizing or imagining. You're just feeling it exactly as it is. So your human self is like shining a spotlight on the disharmonious energy. And since you've already called your higher self to heal it, That's where your higher self is going to go. So the price of getting the healing from your higher self is for your human part to keep feeling where it needs clearing. I hope that's clear. So, and if you want to fine tune a little bit, you can play with effort level, like start dropping effort until you start losing awareness of that challenging spot. Then go the other way and start adding effort until you realize, wow, I'm adding effort and not gaining any awareness. That's too far the other way. You just kind of bounce back and forth a little bit until you find the sweet spot. You'll discover, wow, that's just barely enough effort to feel this all the way. And that's where you want to just kind of hang out at the sweet spot, barely enough effort for complete awareness of the sensation. And just let it run. In fact, as you let it run, I'm going to step away for just a second to pee, but I'll be right back and I'm going to stay connected with you energetically. So you just rest with that healing process and my body will be right back. All right, my body's back. Feels like y'all still have some good releasing going. So keep holding attention where it does not feel good. And you may be noticing, if you haven't already, that heavy energy might be flushing out your hands or your feet, maybe the base of your spine, maybe out the top of your head. But you may notice a stream of release energetically. That's usually what happens with a healing invocation, but sometimes it transmutes instead. The light gets in there and the energy doesn't go anywhere, but it changes from dark to light. And we'll take that too. We let the energy do its own thing. We don't have to make any choices or control any of that. We just kind of notice what happens. If your body wants to shake or vibrate or tremble, that's fine. If you need to cry, make sound, make big motions to move stuff, that's all fine too. If it wants to happen spontaneously. It's also okay to let it leave if being still and silent. Whatever the body wants to do, that's fine. Okay, it feels like some of us are feeling pretty good with that. So if you're still in process, you can continue, but I'm now going to allow unmuting. And part of this event is getting feedback because it's really helpful for me to hear what's happening for folks. I mean, I get a sense of the overall vibe, but I don't know what's happening to individual folks. So anyone who would like to ask a question or make a comment about their experience just now with that invocation, unmuting is available. And feel free to just click that mic icon, or if you're on the phone, *6, and let me know your question or comment, or you can type it in the chat. So would love to take a moment to get a little bit of feedback right now. Or not. Okay, it's available but not required. So last call for anyone who has a experience they'd like to share with that thing we just did or has a question about it.
I'd like to share.
Hi, Monica. Thank you.
Well, I chose something that happened in my, you know, just before I turned a teenager. Mm-hmm. And I realized that it really is something obviously I've worked on many times over the course of my life. And mm-hmm. I noticed that it, in this invocation, it took me several layers deeper mm-hmm. than I ever expected to go and that I've ever gone before. So it was very powerful. Thank you.
I'm so glad to hear that. Wow, that's awesome feedback, Monica. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And Autumn type felt good, but like it can keep going. Yeah, you can keep it running, Autumn. That's okay. Anyone else with a question or comment before we do a little extra piece of this process? Jeannie says, same as Autumn. Okay, so she went deeper than before. Okay, so what I like to do when we've done that version of the healing invocation is to close the process with what I call checking the work. So just notice for a moment how you feel now. And now, again, I had you note when we first called up the memory where you felt the discomfort and a 0 to 10 intensity level. 10 being excruciating, 0 being none. So now let's, even if you're in process, just do this for me for a moment. Bring back the memory again, just like you did the first time. Whatever you did to recall the trauma, do it again, like you did it the first time. Remember it as vividly as you can, just like before. And hold that memory for a moment. And now release the memory, but now notice where you feel any discomfort and how intense it is. So same as before, you're just relaxing, but you are feeling, where do I feel discomfort? 0 to 10, how strong is it? And if anyone has feedback on that, I would like to hear that. Is it the same? More painful, less painful, whatever. Lisa, what was your experience with the difference?
I started off as an 8 mm-hmm. in my sacral, mm-hmm. and now I would say it's about a 3.
Whoa, that's an improvement. All right, well done.
Thank you. Thank you.
And Mary, how about you?
Went from a 7 to a 0.
Woo, love it. All right. Anyone else have anything happen? Yeah, Jeannie says, the place I feel it shifted slightly to a higher area. Yeah, track it wherever it goes. Autumn type, feel it way less now. Jeannie said 5 to a 4, slight reduction. Good. All right, that's what I usually get with that process. And that's why I like to be just a tiny bit scientific, you know, measuring as you start and then measuring when you're done. So what happens, I believe, is that the higher self will only give you as much healing as you can tolerate, The golden rule of all these invocations is no overwhelm allowed. So if there's more than can be healed in a single round, the higher self will do what it can with the time you give it. And then, you know, you can always do additional rounds, and additional rounds are faster. In fact, this would be a great time to show you this. So we know we spent a certain amount of time. I wasn't timing or anything, but let's do the same thing again and do another round, and let's see how long this one. I'll be able to feel, you know, the duration of most folks. So once again, now bring back that memory one more time. Now we're initiating another healing round for it. Bring it up intense like you did the first time. Stir up the challenging emotions as much as you can. And now let it all go and say, maximum healing that serves highest good, please. Once again, holding passive awareness where it doesn't feel good. Your human self simply holding attention. Your higher self doing all the actual healing. And if you can, fine-tune that effort level to use the least amount of effort needed to completely feel what's going on. Again, you can play with a little more effort, a little less, to get the sweet spot of just barely enough effort. And let's see how long this second round wants to go. Typically, additional rounds are way quicker, each one shorter than the one before. Feels like that one's wrapping up for most of us. Yeah, my empathic awareness says that round is done. So, once again, if your round is over, pop in and let me know. Oh, I'm sorry. Once again, check the work. Once again, remember the incident. Bring it back vividly in your mind, just what happened. You're not attached to how it feels. You just want to bring back the incident memory. Good. Now, notice once again, where do I feel it? And what's the intensity number? Is it different than it was a moment ago? And let's do a quick feedback round on that. You can unmute and tell me, or you can type in the chat. Jeannie says she now has gone to a 4 to a 3, so she's working her way down. Good job. Must be a big one she's working on. Yeah, Jeannie.
Hi, yes, it is a big one. And I think it's also significant, not only that I'm going down in numbers, but that it changed location slightly. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's still a little bit in the original fifth chakra, but it's sort of like in my ears now and in sinus. And I think that's just as significant as the numbers going down, that it's diffusing to other areas. Is that true?
It can be. Yeah, it sounds like it's working its way up to the top of your head, and it's probably going to go out there.
Oh, okay, because my ears are pretty important. I let it go out my ears, but let me make sure
wherever. Let it go. I mean, it could go out.
Yeah, let it go wherever.
Let it exit in the manner of its choosing. Don't mind that. Yeah.
Thank you so much. You're welcome. Appreciate this because it is a big one. Thank you so much.
Good. Well done. Autumn typed, it didn't really bother me the second time around, almost like it happened to someone else. Yeah. That's what it feels like when you've cleared all the emotional charges. It's like, yeah, I'm seeing this and I'm not taking it personally, you know? So that's beautiful when you can relive the memory of it and not be emotionally challenged by it. Heather says 5 to 2 to 0. Phew. All right. Great to hear that, Heather. Fantastic. Yeah. I've had some people who did the check-in and they said they had trouble even remembering the incident. And the thing about when you've healed something, it doesn't come back. The only reason challenging things keep coming back in your memory and your awareness is it's saying, I need to be healed. You didn't heal me yet. And it'll keep coming back until you do. And once you've healed it, there's really no reason for it to return at all, unless there's a specific need to recall something about that. But it won't spontaneously arise anymore once you've healed it, usually. Judy says, what if the memory is difficult to identify? Just do what you can. I mean, you could just say, I have an awareness of this unpleasant feeling or a general fuzzy sense of it. Just whatever you can do if you're doing the pull up the specific trauma version. But honestly, Judy, if you can't remember the specific incident, then either you don't want to do this version of the healing invocation we're calling particular memory, or you could just say, I now call for healing of this general kind of thing that happened to me, even if I don't have a particular incident in mind. You can call for the healing of the thing, you know, however you can phrase it or conceptualize it, as long as it brings up a feeling of discomfort, you know, anything that gets that. The whole point of this exercise is to get that old stuff triggered up and in your current awareness field, and then have your divine heal it. So whatever kind of mental process gets it there in, and so you can feel it, will work. I hope that was clear. I'm just giving the classic textbook method here. Okay, Judy said, thank you. I guess you got it. Okay, so that was great. I'm glad you all are getting such great results here. Now let's do the next in line healing. And this is where the typical way this is used is a person is feeling great. They said, but you know, I get it. I get that the fastest road to awakening is to do good shadow work. And there's always something next in line to heal. So more of my divine is open to my human self. So if you got some spare time, it's a great thing to just go ahead and pull up whatever's next. And your higher self always knows what's next in line. It knows what that next layer of the onion is. So let's do it this way. So we're going to let our higher self pick what needs to be healed and just feel it healing. So take a moment to get your baseline. So relax and just feel the body and the energy. And just feel however you feel right now overall. Take a somatic snapshot so you can compare when we're done. Okay. So now we're going to call next in line healing. So say the following to your higher self. Maximum healing that serves highest good, please. Next in line. And now you just hold general, let the words go. Just hold general awareness of the body and the energy field. And you just feel whatever happens. Usually something will start getting stirred up or whatever. You'll start noticing some kind of challenging energy arise in some way, somewhere. And you just kind of feel it, holding general body awareness. And often if it's in more than one place at a time, you can kind of just let your awareness be all the places it needs to be automatically. And again, using the least effort needed to feel whatever's going on. And you just give your higher self carte blanche to stir up wherever it needs to stir up, whatever it may be. You may or may not even know what it is that's being stirred up and cleared. But you just feel. So at this point, the follow-up is the same as if you had done the first version. You're just feeling whatever the challenge is and letting the higher self flush it. By the way, saying next in line is not actually required. The way I teach it in my book and in our course is just to say maximum healing that serves highest good, please, and then hold general awareness and then just notice what starts to come up. Next in line is, you know, is nice to say, but it's not actually completely required. So again, you want to be completely passive other than holding awareness. Let your higher self stir up and flush out or transmute whatever it sees fit to do. There's a lot of stirring happening in the field because empathically I'm catching a lot of it here. Well done, everyone. Let it run. Let your body do whatever it wants to do to release. And don't force anything to happen. Just let the body do what it wishes in order to facilitate release. You're being passive and patient. You're just feeling whatever is happening on its own. You're using the least effort needed to perceive what's happening fully. And you're letting the energy flush out however it wants to flush out, or you're letting it transmute to love and light right where it is, if that's what it wants to do. Just let your higher self do what it does so extremely well. Ooh, I'm starting to get a nice altered state buzz. Those just about always happen when you do a good healing round. It opens up more of your divine light and you feel the difference. Feels like we're running pretty strong. Let's let it go a little longer. There's a lot of methods out there for healing that talk about just be present with whatever you're experiencing. And their teaching is just hold pure awareness. And that'll get it done eventually if you have enough patience and focus. But I do find that adding on that invocation on the front end, maximum healing that serves highest good, please, and putting your higher self to work on the healing instead of your ego just waiting it out, tends to be much faster, quicker, more efficient, easier. It's just better all the way around in my own experience. But I'm biased. Feels like it's coming to a close for me anyway. I'm definitely feeling some heat in the feet as energy flushes out. Yeah, I'm feeling still more release in the hands and feet. Those are the most common release points in the body. More altered state. Feels rested. Yeah, let's get some feedback. So you can continue your process if you need to or want to. But if anyone has a question or comment about the next in line version, I'd love to open it up for that now. As always, I love feedback on this call. It really helps me to know what people are actually experiencing as I lead this kind of process. Nicole.
Angela.
Yeah.
I had a question. Is it typical to do like three rounds on the same issue like we did earlier with the first trauma?
When you're on your own, you just do additional rounds as needed.
Okay.
Basically,
for some reason, I thought that I should just wait longer on a single one. And if it doesn't do it, then that's it.
Yeah. I'm doing this because I'm teaching a group class and I'm paying for the class. But on your own, just to be clear, you would do the first, like if you're doing the memory of the thing, you do the healing invocation, you relax, and you let it run as long as it wants to if you have time.
Uh-huh.
And when it's done, it will peter out automatically. And then you can check, you can do the check the work, bring the memory back. And if you're clear, you're done. Nothing more to do there.
Okay.
If you check the work and they're still triggering, you can do another round.
Got it. Okay.
And if you have time, I like to repeat the additional rounds until I get down to a zero, if possible.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Okay, thanks. Yeah, that's helpful.
Good question. Thank you.
Thanks.
Joyce reports, there is a spaciousness in my head. Glad to hear that. That sounds like a good sign. I'll take all the spaciousness I can get. Anyone else with a question or comment about this next in line invocation? Jeannie.
Hi, yeah. I mentioned there was something big that I was working on.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to mention that I was doing an IFS before the class.
Yeah.
And it ended up being very tough and taking, you know, it was just huge because, you know, you're supposed to do one. And then if another layer comes up, you do another one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all the layers were, there was a couple of layers that came at the same time. So I started this class processing more than one layer.
Whoa.
So, yeah, I just wanted to mention that, yeah, normally I do this and it's pretty quick and it's, you know, significant number change. But since I'm doing so much that I think it's interesting, and I just want, in case you have a comment, I started with the fifth chakra. It kind of went up to my ears and sinus.
Mm-hmm.
And now I've noticed that fifth chakra was actually coming from my heart, heart chakra.
Okay.
So I'm just mentioning that in case you just had a comment.
Only that you're doing a great job tracking where you're feeling it and holding attention there.
Okay.
My own predisposition is not to get all analytical and technical when I do this work. I just feel where it is and let it do its thing.
In case you had more instruction, I just thought I would bring it up.
No, the instruction remains the same. Just, you know, put your higher self to work on it and feel it and let your higher self take care of business is what it boils down to.
And again, normally this is very simple and pretty quick.
Yeah.
So parts of me must have known we were going to have a class and that was the perfect time to do this thing. And then I got help in the class right after the IFS. So thank you.
Your timing is impeccable for sure.
Yeah. Thank you so much, everyone.
If it's got layers, that means they brought up some big stuff to be supported in this process. That's great.
And I appreciate you having the class and everyone here and on the replay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Yeah, okay.
Cool. All right. Any other questions or comments? Lisa.
Yes. I'm still only feeling a residual in the sacral.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like my hands were hot and things were leaving through my hands.
Good.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Your hands and feet are the most common exit points for the heavy energy. I'm glad you're feeling it leaving. And you're doing perfect. Well done. All right. So now, any other questions or comments before we go to our third healing variation? All right. So this is the most specialized, and it's the exception one where you actually use a visualization technique deliberately. And this is for thoughts that just won't get out of your head. So I'm going to tell you how to do it. And however, if you don't have a thought that is just, you know, bothering you and won't leave, then it's going to be hard to do this because you got to have something to work with. So if you don't have the thought waiting to get worked on, you can just do another next in line round because you got to have something to work on. Okay, Lisa?
Yes, because I didn't have much guidance growing up, I had to learn how to do everything myself.
Mm-hmm.
And trust is a factor and control on my part.
Okay.
And I would like that to leave.
Okay. All right. So you can do a healing invocation. So what you can do on the next round, if you don't have a thought buzzing around in there already, is do a custom invocation for exactly what you said. So
okay.
The way you can do it, I guess that could be a kind of a variation. I'm not formally teaching, but you could start by saying maximum healing that serves highest good, please. And then you say, especially for, and then you can say the particular thing you want to get healed. If it's a concept like that, instead of an actual sensation in the body. So you can do custom invocations for concepts that way. So that
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm glad you brought that up because I don't normally teach that particular thing, but you can definitely do it. All right.
Okay.
All right. So everyone just take a moment and notice, is there any kind of repeating chronic thought in there that just is there right now? That thought, like just a pesky little insect that keeps buzzing around and won't leave. See if you got one of those. If you do, then follow these instructions. And I'll guide you through the whole thing. And then if you don't have that thought, I'll tell you all what to do after I've guided the folks who do have one. So imagine you're in a house and you're on the ground floor of the house where the front door is. And you and this thought or thoughts are all hanging out there in the entryway. And there's a lot of buzz of mental activity there because these thoughts are all just thinking. Now you walk up the stairs and to the balcony that overlooks the ground floor where all the thoughts are. You're a level up from them. And you are simply paying attention to the thoughts, but you're not interacting. You are above them. You are not conversing. You're watching all these thought forms down there just on autopilot. They're thinking themselves, but you're not feeding them. You're just watching them. So the best your ability to just be present with the mental activity. Other meditation processes say, oh, you're by a river and you're watching the current go by. Or you're looking at the sky and you're watching the clouds go by. It's very similar to that. But you're just attending to the thoughts and just listening to what they're saying, but not engaging, not feeding them. So just be a moment, just watching the mental activity if you have it. And what happens pretty quickly when you do this, watching but not engaging, is the thoughts start to slow down. And they go still. And they literally just poof out of existence. They're gone. So witnessing a thought without engaging with it is what this flavor is all about. And it's to be used especially when you've got chronic thoughts that just won't go away. And this can be a way to deal with that. So if you have such a thought, be in that process now. If you don't, your choice. You can simply do a next in line healing. Just say maximum healing that serves highest good, please. Next in line. And then just let whatever comes up wants to come up. If you want to pull up another old trauma, that's fine. Your choice, either one. Or if, like Lisa, you want to ask for healing of a particular thing, a concept to be healed, that's fine too. So fire up whatever you're going to do. If you don't have a thought flitting around, then pick one of those and go with it right now. And once your setup is done, you just feel the discomfort wherever it is in your body. Using the least effort needed to hold full awareness of it. Feeling really still in the field right now. Feels like a lot of y'all are opening to deeper awakening as your healing process works its magic. And you can actually simultaneously be feeling the challenging energy clearing and at the very same time feel increasing bliss as you awaken more deeply. So don't be surprised if that's all running at the same time. Some of y'all may be perceiving your physical body is more as energy than solid matter. Another common effect of a good healing round. And some of y'all are just becoming pure beings of light. That's pretty cool. And there's some beautiful blending at a higher level happening too. So whatever your phenomenon, just relax into it. If you're not feeling any of that, that's perfectly fine. Just feel whatever you feel. And if you're really not sensitive and you're doing this and you say, I can't feel energy at all, I got nothing, just feel your breath come and go. That'll work too. But if you have any energetic awareness at all, that's where you want your attention. Ooh, that's a sweet space right there. In fact, it's feeling kind of still. Let's see if that holds. If so, I'll get feedback. I think we're good. Okay. So feel free to continue your process if you're still in it, but I want to open it back up for questions and comments again. So unmute. Yeah, Lisa?
Benjamin, yeah. My God, I forgot my question. I can't believe
you must have cleared those thoughts out pretty good. Well done.
Oh, it came back.
Okay.
What does it mean? Because I went into full yawn mode. Mm-hmm. So when you say energy is moving by that, where is it going?
It's just leaving. It's going
it's
out.
Just of, leave.
Yeah,
it's
just it goes out into the air and just dissolves out. So, yeah.
Oh. I was just curious about that. Thank you.
Yeah, your allies take care of all that. Don't worry.
Okay.
Good question.
Thank you.
Who else got a question or comment about this thought-focused invocation or anything else we've done here tonight? Nothing? All right, then this will be the last call for questions before we wrap up the event. So if you got a question, then now's the time to pop it out or a sharing you'd like to give us. All right, I guess that was all pristinely clear and no curiosity or questions. Very last call before we wrap it up. Heather.
I have a question. Hi.
Hey.
So is it common to feel when you're moving very heavy energy, it's like hard to move? I just feel like I can't move right now and the energy's leaving through my legs, up through my feet.
Good. So when you say I can't move, your body, your physical body doesn't want to move. It just kind of wants to hang out where it is while the energy clears.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, kind of. That's okay. Yeah.
But the critical thing is the energy is moving. Yeah. And if it's a strong release, you might just feel, they call that a pancake clearing. I just want to lay there like a pancake and not move.
Yes.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. The body does want to just kind of stay still if there's a significant process happening. That's perfectly appropriate. That sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You'll be back in motion soon enough. Just let the healing round run its course.
Thanks. Okay.
Good feedback. Thanks, Heather.
Thank you, too.
Yeah. Lisa, you have something else?
Actually, my question was just answered because I feel the same way.
Ah. Yeah.
It's a good feeling, though. It's a it's a heavy but good feeling, like it's leaving.
Exactly. Yeah. So if you can, just give it all the time it needs until you feel like it's done leaving. Our function tonight was to get stuff stirred up and flushed out. And the body feeling heavy is a very common effect, kind of a side effect of that process. It doesn't always happen, but it can.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Good questions.
Benjamin, this is a little off track, but do you believe that there are healing powers when you drink water from a copper vessel?
Oh, sure. My understanding is that copper tends to charge, especially if you pray on it. Remember, water is highly susceptible to prayer.
So, right.
I mean, copper is a good start, but, you know, if you bless the copper and, you know, when I consume something, I start by, you know, getting in, make sure I'm in my higher self. And then I ask that all heavy energy be cleared from whatever I'm working with, whether it's the copper or the contents of the food or water or whatever. And then I say, may it all be brought to the highest vibration that serves highest good. I even do this with my bath water, you know. So, and I feel it happening. I can actually feel heavy energy clearing from whatever I'm going to get into or consume. And I can feel the high vibrations of getting in and shifting the frequency of it. So, yeah. Well,
thank you for including the shower, like getting into water.
Yeah.
And preparing it.
Yeah, it works better with a bath because the shower water keeps coming out of the pipe. I mean,
I can't take a bath though. Physically, I can't take a bath.
Oh, it's okay. Well, again, but if you just say, may all the water that's going to be coming out of this pipe now be, you know, all the heavy energy released and brought to the highest vibration, you can actually charge all the water back up the pipe that's going to be coming out. So, nope, there's no limits to what spirit can do. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure. Why not? Diana says, messed up and missed it from time change. Arr. It's okay, Diana. It'll be in the archive and just as effective. So sorry you came in a little late there. Anyone else who's got a question or comment? All right, last call before we close up. Oh, someone typed something with a lot of words. Let me scroll back up. Zoom makes the chat really big type now. I have to scroll a lot. Hang on a second. Come on. Sorry, let's have a little, there we go. Nicole says, copper is an essential nutrient involved in ATP production, the conversion of dopamine to norepinephrine E. And collagen.
Norepinephrine.
Thank you.
That's noradrenaline.
Got it. It is tolerated in much higher amounts than the FDA's recommendations. It has been wrongly maligned by the medical industry. So big thumbs up for copper there. Thanks for sharing that. Sounds like a big coppertunity.
Thank you, Nicole.
All right. Anything else?
Anything, Lisa?
I'm sorry. What was that?
I said, sure thing. She thanked me.
Okay, good. Thanks.
Yeah.
All right. It was glad to have that clarified. And then Jeannie says, still processing here. Thank you so much for tonight and all the events. Benjamin, this was so helpful. So glad to hear that. Okay, the allergist is saying enough already, so we'll close it up. Here we go. Pachamama. Mama Kia. Viracocha Inti Quichi. Thank you, allies, so much. As we close, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been part of this event, live or on the recording, please stay with them for as long as it serves their highest good. Thank you, beautiful allies. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate and to whom? Whew. All All right. We'd be done. What Nicole typed, collagen production, in reference to something or other, I guess. Hang on. I guess that's a reference to perhaps copper helping collagen production. I'm just speculating. Okay. Anyhow, thank you all very much. Big blessings. Thanks for being an Awakening Plus. And today is March 11, 2024. We got 3 more events, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So come on back if you can. And if not, catch them in the archive. Big blessings, everyone. Bye-bye.